Hey, look who's in the studio. Jeff Tate.
Hi. Good morning.
99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Thanks for making it.
Yeah. Well, it was a interesting
trip. I knew that was
going to
happen. As soon as I saw open glasses, I'm like, yeah, these,
I had a feeling
they brought
that
in the
too.
Worst. This is, can we make a documentary about this day? First we put Dee, who's like reality show, like she's really a reality show. She's on a reality show in charge of getting Jeff Tate. What happened? Was she late or?
I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
This is my first cup of coffee.
Let's hear Jeff Tate sip his first cup of coffee. Yeah. Here it is.
I don't go to bed till 4 o'clock in the morning normally. So
I don't blame you.
Yeah. This is interesting being up and seeing what happens at this time.
This
of day.
Is what happens.
Yeah.
That's the sound
she
that
was
Jeff
great.
Tate taking his first sip of coffee.
She got us here safe through traffic, and there were like wrecks on the side of the road and everything.
Yikes.
And,
all right. So traffic delays. And
yeah, it was crazy.
A classic Connecticut morning, you know?
Is it?
There's always traffic.
Is this what happens?
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
Right. You know what? Phil does traffic. It's Phil's fault. He should have told Dee. Leave early. Where were you coming from? Hartford?
Dee also lives here. She should know.
Yeah.
So what was the traffic like from Hartford to Milford?
There were a lot of accidents in Hartford this morning.
Ow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be the rain.
It was the rain.
It was pouring down rain.
Yeah.
You'd think people would be used to that, I guess, but
you should make a song about it.
Yeah, you know. Another rainy morning.
Yes.
You.
Another rainy morning. Yes. Jeff Tate, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Yeah,
we were talking
pleasure.
About you. You've never lost your connection to the fans.
Oh.
You know, like, look at you. You're still here. You don't have to be here. You're Jeff Tate. You know what I mean?
I mean, I could have phoned in.
I don't want to tell you that, but we would not have said no if you said I'll call in.
Oh, well, then I would miss this wonderful coffee.
Jeff Tate's Operation Mindcrime sold out tonight in Hartford, and then the Sunday show at Sacred Heart University Fairfield nearly sold out. So, you know, with the walk-up, you'll be sold out.
Oh, okay. Good.
So you didn't have to come in here. So we appreciate that very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
It's good.
Yeah. So we were talking about favorite Jeff Tate high notes.
Oh.
Which one is yours?
High notes?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like in a song?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what were you thinking? Moments in life?
High points? Like, you know,
oh, yeah. What's your favorite high point in life?
Well,
it had to be the success of the Empire album, right? That was
no. I was thinking something a little closer to my heart, like, you know, the birth of my children.
Ah, there's that.
My marriage to my wife Susan, high point in my life. Yeah, good choice, good decision.
That's excellent. Very important, you know, to make a good choice when you're picking a wife.
Oh, that's
or
true.
She's picking you.
Yes.
Either one. That's a good.
I like to think it was mutual, but
yeah. So that's a high point.
Yeah.
Children, high point.
High points. Yeah.
Empire album, is that
Empire
a high point?
Album. Oh, yeah.
Seeing the sales
so.
Of that?
I suppose so. Yeah.
It's like know, people
I don't,
enjoy
I don't, you don't
what
keep
I'm doing.
Track of that. I don't keep track of that
really?
Sort of stuff. Yeah, I have no clue. If somebody said, you know, hey, your life depends on it, I'd be guessing. You know,
yeah.
If I had to come up with a number or anything like that, I just.
That's probably why you've connected with so many people, because you're doing what you feel is right, not what you think will sell.
I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that I'm able to do this kind of work. You know, I've always been, you know, fascinated and mesmerized by music, and then writing.
Where did
my
that
own,
start?
I don't know. My parents bought a piano when I was maybe like 8 years old.
Okay, that could do it.
And by nine years old, I was taking lessons. You know. Because I was so enamored with the instrument. You could do so much and create so much interesting, like a sound palette, you know. With
the emotions
piano.
You could create by just pressing some keys.
Yeah. And it was like instant gratification. You didn't have to learn, you know, like a guitar, you have to learn positionings and all this. And there's so much inaccuracy with a guitar instrument, right? But a piano gives you like instant gratification with the pressing of a key, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just got into it, you know, early on, and
when did
caught
you,
my ear.
When did you know that you had a gift? There are some people who can train themselves how to sing, and then there are some people who are born with a gift. Like, your voice is clearly a gift. Not a lot of people have this. When did you know, wow, I got something that not everybody has?
I've never thought of it that way.
Really?
Yeah. I never thought of it. I hear people singing all the time.
Have you read anything about yourself? Because there's very little.
I love that. I really love that. Because all of the best artists, they're like, dude, I'm just doing my thing, man.
I don't want to go backwards. I want to go forward.
I'm just doing my thing. I do
find it interesting and fascinating that people, you know, would want to, you know, sing my music, you know, and play it. That just shocks me. And I'm astounded by it.
Jim Croce.
And I feel very fortunate that people do, you know.
Yeah, people do.
Yeah.
A lot. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Jim Croce said his greatest satisfaction was sitting at his kitchen table listening to a song that he wrote at his kitchen table on the radio.
Well, oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, and the radio's on his kitchen table. He's like, yeah, all that happened right here. Look at it. Now it's coming back through.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
That really is a wild moment.
Yeah.
Or you're in traffic and you roll down your window and everybody, somebody's playing your music.
Oh, that's
to you,
cool. Yeah.
And they're just rocking out, you know.
What's the first time? Yeah, did they look over and like, Jeff?
No,
what?
They never recognize me. No, they never recognize me. They just, you know, are into it, you know.
Oh. Yeah.
So I throw them the horns too, you know, and it's a mutual satisfaction exchange.
That's so cool. When's the first time you heard yourself on the radio, and what was that like?
Well, that was it was a moment. Yeah, the band had just released the EP, and Lady Wore Black was the single that the radio station KISW was playing in Seattle at the time. And we
big rock station.
Yeah, big rock station. And they played our song. And we were listening to the radio at work. Three of us all worked together. And we were resistor twisters, you know, putting together electronic components. And our boss came in and he goes, hey, isn't this your song on the radio? We turned it up. And that was amazing. Hearing the song, you know, right there, something that was in your head now is playing on the airwaves. And yeah, that was a amazing feeling. I don't even know how to describe it. It was liberating, I guess, you know, is the word comes to mind.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people on the line want to talk to you.
Oh,
can we?
Great.
Jeff Tate in studio. He's performing tonight, sold out in Hartford, Infinity. And he's playing Sunday at Sacred Heart. Few tickets available for that. Let's talk to Amy. Hey, Amy, Nugatuck.
Good morning. I'm shaking. So, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm shaking. I have 2 minutes to talk. I'm going into my med cert class.
Oh.
I will see you Sunday. So, it is my fourth time seeing you, two with Reich, two solo. I was there last year. I missed the opportunity to meet you last year. Because they did $100 cash, meet and greet, great. No ATM in the venue.
Oh.
It's a Sunday night. I walk outside. Everything's closed. Cool. Got 14 minutes. I'm going to go take a walk. Guy looks at me and he goes, listen, your eyes are unforgettable. I'll know it's you, but once you walk off, I can't let you back in. I probably cried for the first 20 minutes of the show, knowing that I was going to miss you. You played with a band of a friend of mine in their band at the Webster. I sold tickets for that show. For some reason, didn't go to it. Probably didn't have a ride. Wake up the next morning, open up Facebook. He's standing with you in front of the Webster. Tags me and says, Amy, this could have been you. Not for nothing. Been saying since I was 16, when my uncle gave me Queen of the Reich, and I became instantly obsessed with the 5-octave vocal range. This man's going to sign my arm someday, and I'm getting it inked. 3 times I've missed you.
Are you going to Sunday's show?
I am going to Sunday's show. We bought the tickets legit 1 year ago.
Jeff,
yesterday.
Is there any chance you could sign her arm Sunday?
I'd be glad to sign your arm. I've gotten really good at it now. I've been practicing.
I'm gonna make it. So I'm not even supposed to work today, but I'm at a med cert training for my job. Had no idea you were. I knew you were playing tonight, but didn't know, you know, you were going to be on PLR. I literally would have gotten in my car and sat at the radio station just to see you walk in, just to say, okay.
That's a fan. That's a fan.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Well, my you. Uncle got me beautiful. So into, like, you and Priest were my first metal bands, and I have studied.
So did you see that tour when they toured together when Judas Priest opened for Queensryche?
Because I was only like 13 at the time. I did not.
All right, Amy, I'm going to put you on hold. Phil has your number, but we're just going to confirm we have the right number, and then we'll make this arrangement. And Jeff will sign your arm Sunday.
I'd be glad to.
Awesome.
But you have to send a picture of the tattoo.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I want the whole process. I want the meeting, right. The signing.
Yes, yeah. The meeting, the signing, the tat. Yes.
The whole thing.
I'm talking to my freaking, one of the beings I've been obsessed with since I was like 16.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
So...
All right, Amy, thank you. So honored to have Jeff Tate in studio. We were just talking about Toad's Place and where the old WPLR was and New Haven Coliseum, and I know you played the Coliseum, but you also played Toad's Place.
Yeah, yeah, a couple times played there.
Nice.
It's legendary, yeah.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Foo Fighters just did a pop-up show there last week.
Oh, cool.
Bananas. Yeah. Jeff Tate playing tonight, sold out in Hartford, and then playing Sacred Heart Theater, Fairfield, nearly sold out. It'll be sold out after today's appearance on this show. So if you're thinking, I'd like to go see him, do it. Get the tickets right now.
Right now.
Right now, this second. Jason in New Britain.
Hi. How you doing? How's it going, Jeff?
Hey, Jason.
Long time since I've talked to you and seen you, but if you remember having dinner with me up in Hartford, and gosh, I've been backstage to see you numerous times.
Okay. Tell him the name of the disc jockey that introduced you to him.
Yes, Craig the Porn Star.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
All coming back to me now.
Yeah. When you hear that name, you're like, is he really a radio person or what's happening here?
What kind of radio are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember seeing you. I videotaped you playing at Planet of the Sound when you were on your solo tour. I still have that video at home.
Oh, great. Great, great.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say I'm a huge, you know, big fan, longtime fan. I've talked to you quite often, but I recently lost touch with you. I don't know what it was, emails or the phone numbers, but would love to keep in touch like we have been.
Great. Jason.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Kramer.
Kramer. Okay.
Yeah. Yes,
really?
In fact, I just became friends with your wife on Facebook, and I was talking to her about you.
Oh. Hopefully she said good things.
Of course she did. Of course, actually, I met her, I think she was at the show with the Oakdale Theater when you were with Queensryche, when you opened with the other band. I don't call them Queensryche because they're not Queensryche without Jeff Tate. I'm sorry. But,
Thank you.
Yeah, when you played the Oakdale and you opened with Dream Theater and Fate's Warning.
Oh, yeah. And that was 10 years ago, wasn't it?
That was quite a while ago, yeah. And in fact, I met Pamela, the woman that did the song on Operation Mindcrime that night.
Hey, Jason, you mind if I put you on hold? We're going to grab your number. We're going to pass it on to Jeff.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks,
thank
Jason.
You, brother. Yep. Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. You got it.
That's a true fan. See, that's what I love about you, is that you're very accessible.
Well, you got me right here.
Yeah, you're stuck here, and we're taking calls, and you really don't have a choice.
So,
yeah,
thinking it now.
That is true. When you put it that way, you don't really have the option.
No, but you sure have some wonderful people in your audience.
Great.
That's great.
They're great. Anytime we do a fundraiser for any particular charity, they are the cavalry that come over the hill with
that
money.
That is what old school radio is all about.
That's right.
It's community based and brings people together and keeps people together, you know?
Which of all of your videos, which one do you have a favorite?
Videos?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have a...
You always look kind of scary in them, by the way. You look very serious.
Oh, serious.
There's not a lot of videos of you smiling.
You're locked in.
You're locked in.
My wife was asking me the other day, she goes, can you put together a set of your music that's happy? you know. And I think I got like four songs, something like that. Most of it's, you know, written about hardship and tragedy and, you know, that kind of thing. And I don't know why that is the subject matter that interests me the most, I guess. You right. know? Yeah, it's hard to write a happy song.
Yeah. What's the point?
I don't know, but I think it's important to have happy songs, you know, but I just don't have any.
Well, you know, it'd be funny if you come out tonight and you play a version of that song, Happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Happy.
Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell Williams.
By Jeff Day.
You know, that would go viral.
Probably would.
Yeah.
I have a song that we made a video of. It was on the Promised Land album. It's a song called Disconnected. And we shot it in London. And one of the scenes of the video I'll always remember and never forget, but I was strapped to this metal, like, operating table and then lowered into a tank of water. And then they filmed me from underneath and above and all these different angles. But it was wintertime in London, and it was freezing cold in the room, so much that you could see, you know, your breath, you know, when you right. when you exhaled. And I was wet all day in this tank of water, strapped to this metal thing. And they actually had to feed me, you know, I couldn't get undone, you know, through the whole thing. And it was Jeez. Like 6 hours. It's unbelievable, but it looks really cool. You know, if you ever see the video, Disconnected.
so your least favorite shooting, but your favorite to watch?
Yeah, one of my favorite videos that we ever made.
It I think that's how they created Deadpool also.
I think so. Yeah. Do you remember that song? Now I can't remember the name of the song. Kevin Godley, Lowell Cream, back in the early 80s, were a duo, musical duo, and they had a huge hit at the time. And now I can't remember the name of it, but it's he was the director of the video and did an amazing job.
Were you ever worried when you were putting together a video that you might make a Billy Squire video? You know which one I'm talking about?
No,
the Rock
never
Me Tonight video.
About that.
Okay, that video kind of killed his career, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. They say that it did.
So talented. Yeah. Yeah. In just that one video.
Yeah.
Boom.
He was ahead of his time, you know. Probably yeah. if he would have released it now, it would have been okay, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. But you don't know those songs.
You don't know. So did you ever, you know, worry about that at all? No?
Nah,
no. No, you weren't going to do anything on Satin Sheets and, like, dance around and, like, crawl like a little tiger up to the camera and then snap your fingers like
I wanted
this.
To. I wanted to, but... Something inside me, a little voice came to me.
It was in the pitch. Said,
I got to tell
it's
you,
in the pitch, yeah.
You know, if you make a video like that, it's going to go viral. I don't know for the right reasons. Yeah. Diane and Woodbridge, you're on with Jeff Tate.
Hi, good morning. Oh, my God. I'm sitting here with my brother, and we are like, I want to say, we have been following Queensryche since like 1984. Right? Tell them your story.
Well, first off, Diana Woodbridge?
It's Diane in Woodbridge.
Oh, in Woodbridge. I was going to say, is that your name? That's an amazing name, Diana.
Well, thank you.
Talk about the Hartford Agora.
Oh, the Hartford Agora.
Hartford Agora. Oh, yeah. That was a yeah. venue, yeah. Is that place still around?
Nope.
Nope. Rubble.
Okay, so yeah. that was January 5th, 1985, a Saturday night. Faith Warren backed you up, and wow, freezing cold night. We were out there in not the best neighborhood, and you sang the whole EP. You did the warning, and the doors open up, and there's the rest of the band. I'm like, wow, am I going to play pool at Queensryche? This is the coolest thing in the world. Great show. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Did you just clap? Great show. Thank yeah. you very much.
One of these.
Every show.
Oh, we have the set list here, by the way.
Yep. They actually have the set list from
that's
that
cool.
night.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's great. That's great. I'm glad your voice still sounds amazing.
Oh, thank you.
It really does.
You're my favorite singer.
Diane, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Diane.
Okay, your voice. What's the deal with that? Like, I'm watching TikTok videos of you, like, last month or, like, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's still as good as, like, 1985. Wow. How have you done that?
Practice.
Yeah.
Clean living.
Clean living is important. So you don't smoke cigarettes?
No, no.
You don't smoke cigars?
Nope.
Do you drink?
Yes, copious amounts of...
You still make wine?
Still make wine, yeah.
Nice. Did you bring any?
No.
No, okay.
It's hard to get in America. It's, you know, since the COVID embargoes and all that.
Oh, still, yeah. Really?
We haven't quite caught up to the, you know, production, you know, that it takes now. Yeah.
What else do you do? Cardio? Do you, like, are you singing for me? Like, what is it? Because some people, there's very few who've made it so many years and still can hit the high notes.
Well, I think you got to use it or lose it. You know?
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, it's like any kind of muscle, you know, not to reduce the magic, you know, or to take the magic out of the whole scenario, but yeah, I made this deal with Satan years ago.
Oh, all right. That makes sense.
That's cool. That's cool.
I'm joking. Okay.
What time does he collect? Will he do it while you're on stage?
Well, hopefully.
That would be great.
That would be great. Yeah.
That's a great concept album, too, right there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the staging right now. He comes down from the scaffolding, you know, and says, I'm here to collect. It's time. All red horns.
Do we have a clip of Jeff? This is performing recently. It's unbelievable. I really... Really?
What is that from?
It's like 925.
Memphis, I think.
Memphis? Oh, okay.
Man, wow. It's really good. And you know what I love watching these clips is that you look really happy on stage.
I'll have a great
time. Unlike your videos, you're smiling. I mean, you're really enjoying yourself. I think people want to see that. They want to see the performer having a good time. You're having a good time with your band. Your band's awesome.
Yes, they are an incredible band. Yeah.
And man, you're hitting the notes. I'm like, wow, this dude is making it look easy. It's not easy.
Right? Like, it's a superpower to be able to hit the notes, but then again, the longevity.
40 years later.
It's a whole separate superpower to be able to keep doing it. It's really impressive.
Badass,
man. I'm not questioning it, definitely. You know, I feel very fortunate and lucky. You know, I had heart surgery a couple years ago, and that sure has made a difference. You know,
damn.
I feel like a new man, you know. I just thought it was normal for a guy my age. I'm in my 60s. You know, I thought, I can't make it up the stairs so much anymore. I got to take a breath here and there, you know. But then after I had the heart surgery, I was like running up the stairs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I just.
So would you have a couple of clogged deals?
I had a whole valve gone haywire. So they replaced that and, you know, did the open heart thing, you know, took my heart
out. Scary.
Put it up here and start cutting and sewing.
You know? Worried? Like when they put the mask on, count back.
I was out.
Yeah, no, but I'm like, no, I know you weren't awake during the surgery.
You were watching all this.
They do that. They do that.
Jeff Tate would do that.
He's a badass. He's a badass.
When they cut his chest, he was, whoa!
Yeah, right.
Hold on, I want to take notes.
when you have surgery and they put the mask on and they say count backwards, you ever think like, oh, this could be the last thing I ever see.
Yeah, that is.
Because like,
it does cross your mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I had that once and I'm like, oh, this could be it.
But I think you have a premonition or a gut feeling when it's not going to happen right. That's what I think. And I never had that.
Yeah, you kind of know, like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, I didn't have that kind of trepidation. I just went with it, you know. And my surgeon was amazing. And, you know, he was rated, like, number 6 in the world, you know.
So, wow. Okay, yeah, a good one. But it's really the anesthesiologist, because it's easy to put you under.
Yeah.
The trick.
Bringing you back.
Is getting you back.
That's right. It's like when you, kneel down to get something now.
That's right.
And you wonder, should I actually kneel down? Because am I going to have problems getting up?
I could get down there, but can I get back up?
I don't do that on stage for just that reason.
You know, another thing with playing these clips of you is that back in the day when you're performing live, you can control what gets out and what we see and what we hear. Hmm. Now everyone has a cell phone.
That's right.
You hit one bad note, it could become viral.
Yep.
That's a whole different world now, right?
Yeah, you can't.
When you walk out,
you can't even think of in that along.
You
that
can't
lines.
Even think like that.
No, because you'd be frightened, you know,
right,
to be there.
All right, let's act like I didn't say that.
Yeah, okay, don't say that.
All right, let's move on. Sean in Bridgeport, you're on with Jeff Tate.
Hey, Jeff, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good.
All right. With the help of Phil, Chaz, and AJ, September 13, 2023, they helped me meet you at the Fairfield Theater Company when you played with JB on the guitar, and we had a libation afterwards in backstage. And I was a gentleman with the missing leg.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Where and did you ever find it?
Yeah, yeah. The tour manager came out. He gave me the backstage pass. I waited. And, no, I never found the leg. But to tell you, when they took my leg, I just had them give me a shot in the spine. I was wide awake. So I heard the bone saw go.
No, not me.
Right off.
Nope.
Not at all.
I said, don't put me to sleep. I said, I want to hear it. And they actually videotaped it. So I got it on video.
Mm. Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
You're a different breed, man. I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I would have videotaped my heart surgery. I wish I would have had that.
That would be something.
Yeah, I wish I would have.
That could make a video.
Yeah.
That could make Operation Mind Crime 3.
It's a cool album cover.
But I do have my heart piece preserved.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have it.
Yeah. They wouldn't give me any part of my leg. They said that's medical waste. You can't have it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I had my operation done in Germany. They don't have that law.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, here, take it with you. Here's a to-go bag.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Sean, thank you, man.
I said, cut off my pinky toe. It's a valuable appendage. I'd like to have it.
Technically, it is mine.
That's a weird request.
Right.
All right, Sean, thank you.
And since I met you, Jeff, my mother's in hospice in Fairfield at the Carlton. Is there any chance we could get to the show and meet you on Sunday? In Fairfield?
What a call this is.
Dude, you poured it on heavy.
Jeff.
Well, my brother's caregiver. He takes care of me.
Sean.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to take it from here. Pass it. Okay. All right. I'm going to take it. Jeff, have you ever had a call from a guy who lost his leg and has his mom in hospice asking to get backstage?
No. Never.
Okay.
Never before.
All right. What do you think?
But anything's possible.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're going to put you on hold, Sean. We're going to take your number.
Okay.
And we're going to see what happens. Okay. We're just having all kinds of fanny moments here with Jeff Tate. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Justin just walked in. You remember his voice, right?
Goodness, I hope so.
Yeah.
You may remember me from such reports as traffic.
Right. And then Jeff Tate is here. And what were you saying to Jeff?
I've been a huge fan growing up, all through middle school, high school, college. Oh. Seen you, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 times. Some great memories from the Oakdale and the Hartford Civic Center with Suicidal Tendencies. That was a great show. And then my buddies and I have had a raging debate for all these years about Sister Mary.
Oh,
what's the debate?
What are you debating about?
Well, who actually killed her?
Oh.
I've always been on the camp side of she did herself in.
Oh.
And my buddy says, no, he insists that that Nikki did it.
Well, funny enough you bring that up. I have a new album coming out, and it's the Operation Mind Crime story told from the perspective of Dr. X.
Nice.
So the answer to your question is in the new album.
Is in the new album.
Wow. That was such a good tease.
Wow. That is great. Because you don't want to reveal it now because it becomes a whole.
Right.
You know,
well, people have been asking me that for decades now.
I'm sure since it came out. Yeah.
I figured it was about time to, spill the beans.
Who's going to voice Dr. X?
You'll see.
Oh, wow. Will it be someone that we're familiar with?
Yes.
Yes.
Me.
I love it.
It's me.
Nice.
So very familiar then.
Very familiar.
I love it.
You're getting it from all angles. The phones, the studio, people walking down the hall.
Coming out of the woodwork here. Yeah.
Do you do radio normally?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yep. Oh, okay. I work right down the hall.
Okay. He's got a great radio voice.
He does. Yeah. He does.
He left his other show to come over here.
Well, all right. Thanks.
Are they like, hey, where's Justin right now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I let them know there was a VIP in the building.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. So, do you have anything else you want to ask him, or you want to?
So here's
you want to sit in his lap.
It's not really
like he's Santa Claus.
Can you support me, Jeff?
I think it'd be the other way around.
It's not really a question per se, but it's something that's kind of just stuck in the back of my head since Empire came out.
Oh.
So in the Thin Line, during the lyric, "Don't speak the word."
Mm.
I've always ad-libbed my own revolution right in there.
Oh,
I always wondered why that wasn't actually on the record.
Because I never thought about it. That's
a great
idea.
I thought that would be a great callback from Mindcrime there. But every single time as I'm driving around, I just sing that to myself. Revolution.
Yeah. I'm going to add that now live.
Nice.
That's great. Nice. Yeah.
Justin didn't know if he was going to make it over here, so he recorded this.
I'm out of stuff, Chaz. I'm just starstruck.
Hold on one second. Phil's talking. You can't hear because you don't have a headphone. Hold on.
He recorded this exact question, but he actually sang. So if we want to hear Justin sing a little bit, I have that on the recording.
Okay, we're going to hear Justin sing the part.
Please, God.
Revolution.
Ever since Empire came out and the Thin Line, "Don't speak the word." And I've always said, revolution, right under there. Don't speak the word.
No, that's good.
I did the best I could.
Yeah.
That's good.
You want to sit here for a while? I'm going to take some calls. Or you got
to
get back?
I should probably get back at this point. I would love to sit and take calls, but
he's got to get back to work.
He's got
to
get back to work.
Exactly. Yep. My grace period only goes so long.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Chaz.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff,
nice
thank you so much.
Moment.
Pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
Andre in Derby.
Hey, Jeff. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm good. Good.
By the way, just so you know, Andre's the lead singer of multiple bands in Connecticut, and he has an amazing voice as well. So it's two great voices speaking.
Yeah. Always loved your catalog, man, especially those first four. Those are the archetype, of that era. You, Ronnie, Bruce, Alfred, just one of those voices. But my question is, everybody puts a spotlight in Empire and Mindcrime, which rightfully so, they're awesome. My favorite's Rage for Order. So I'm always interested in, the process of that album, the creation and the sound of it, because in my opinion, it was way ahead of its time. It still sounds, just as good today. Like a lot of 80s albums sound thin and everything, but that album just sounds so great even today. So what was the whole process, man? Because it almost feels like there was a theme throughout that as well.
Yeah, there definitely was. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because that, to me, is one of the high points we were talking earlier of my career, is making that record. I had such a wonderful time making that record, working with Neil Kernan, who was our engineer and producer, Dave Ogilvy, who went on with Skinny Puppy and Nine Inch Nails. Working with him was fantastic. And just at the time, it was kind of a real experimental time in music, and there were all these new instruments coming out. And being a keyboard player, I was very much into the emulator and a lot of the sampling machines that were out. And we sampled so many sounds for that record, manufactured our own sounds, at the time, and turned them into, musical notes, and added them to the music. And I think it had the album had a real unique kind of futuristic, but yet very current sound at the same time. It was kind of a juxtaposition of the old and new kind of together, And
beautiful even album. Like Trent Reznor would take influence from that album. He has to.
Well, I think he came much later, and I'm sure he was influenced a bit by what we did with that album, having working with Dave Ogilvy, because he was very much involved with making Rage for Order too. So and that's the beauty of music. We all kind of are influenced by each other, and we take little bits and pieces and make those little bits and pieces our own, and that's what makes it all work.
Yeah, underrated album, love it, and can't forget your neon green pompadour. Man, those outfits are great.
Oh yeah, it was a beautiful time in fashion too. Look at Ozzy back then.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Andre, thank you, man. What kind of relationship did you have with Ozzy?
With Ozzy?
Yeah.
Well, we toured together a couple times. He was pretty much what you see.
Right.
He was kind of down-to-earth guy. And
so you were not snorting ants.
We were what?
You were not snorting ants with Ozzy.
No, The first time I met him was kind of interesting. We joined the tour, and we had a day off before the tour started. And we checked into the hotel. I went to the hotel swimming pool, and I was doing laps and getting ready for the show and all, you know. And I had those swim goggles on, right? And so I'm swimming, and I'm at one end of the pool, and I see a man jump into the pool underwater, and he's fully dressed, you know. And I kind of pop up and look, and it's Ozzy. And he's standing there fully dressed in all wet clothes with a big grin on his face. And he goes, "Hey, I'm Ozzy. Are you Jeff?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah." And he goes, "Oh, welcome to the tour. Nice to meet you." And he went to shake my hand, and he had a bottle of Heinz ketchup in his hand. I don't know why. And he had to, like, he looked at it, and I looked at it, and then he switched hands, and he shook my hand, you know, and so welcomed me to the tour.
Everyone has an Ozzy story, and that's a friggin' awesome one.
The weird part was, hours later, I saw him return to the hotel. I guess he'd gone out and come back, and he got out of the back of a pickup truck that he was riding in, and he still had the same clothes on, and they were like still kind of wet. And he still, as he walked into the hotel, he had that bottle of ketchup in his hand.
He's like looking for his hot dog. Where's my hot dog? Jeff, thank you so much for coming in, man. It's always a blast, and the door is always open for you.
Oh, my pleasure. It's really good hanging out with you.
The honor is ours. And if your video guy needs any of the audio from today to sync it up, we could send that to him. Just all he has to do is tell us the clip that he wants.
Great.
Jeff Tate, tonight sold out in Hartford, and then Sunday, a few tickets left at Sacred Heart. Oh, it's sold out now? All right. The Sunday show sold out. I knew it would happen.
Thank you. It was because of you guys.
Well, there were only a few tickets left, so we didn't really do much, but awesome.
Thank you. I think you also had a part of that.
Jeff Tate, everybody. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.